Yo, we back, you know, another episode to Back to the Basics. It's your boy Drew Fatu.
It's your boy Look.
And we got a special guest. You know, we're going to let him go ahead. We let every guest pretty much introduce themselves, but we're going to let him go ahead and get into it. Then we go start, so go ahead and introduce yourself.
AJ, man. Anthony Jones. Everybody call me AJ, Mr. Automatic Jumper.
Get a PBS degree.
You got it. Yeah, what's your Instagram?
AJ Gifted Baller. Follow my nonprofit too. It's at AJ Automatic Jumper.
All right, so we got our guy with us today, man. We got a very special guest. Pretty sure y'all been seeing his name around, buzzing on the scene, you know, in the basketball world. He's heavily involved right now. So, you know, just to get started, just to dig into things, you know, just give us a little background on your little, you know, hoop story. Where you started off high school, you know, you
I got a crazy story, man. I got a really crazy story, but I graduated at King High School. From there, I went to school in Indiana, so I played ball in Indiana Division II. And then after that, went overseas for 10 years. So I was overseas for a long time, played in 9 countries. I traveled to over 25 different countries, so I've been all over the world. Literally, like, everywhere. So that, like, really opened my mind up. Like, when I came back to the city, it was, like, I seen everything totally different. So that helped me out a lot in my life, man. That really matured me. I was traveling. I was by myself. Like, I didn't have no family, no girlfriend or nothing. It was just me over there. So I was just hooping, just focusing on that. And then once I retired a few years ago, I came back to the city. I was, like, mentoring the youth. You know what I'm saying? Then I fell in love with real estate and got into real estate. So I'm actually a licensed realtor in Michigan. So if y'all need something real estate related, make sure y'all holler at me on that. But I started my nonprofit organization last year. So going to be doing a lot of stuff in the community with the kids, events like we're going to talk about that I got coming up. And, you know, that's about it right now.
That's what's up. So what year you graduate from King?
Man, you want me to tell my age? I'm an 03, man.
03? So you was up under Coach Benny White?
Benny White was my coach. That's my guy. Best coach I ever had to this
that's
day.
That's my guy.
That's Coach Benny, my guy. He the best coach I ever had in my whole life, man. Nice. I was there with Chuck Bailey, Curtis Gilmore, Ramar Smith, Mike Hams was there. So we definitely had a squad.
Oh, it's a small world for sure. I grew up playing with his son, Biardi. So, Coach White, yeah, he used to be our games at depth. So, that's a great dude.
He was ahead of his time, man. He had us like fasting in, and he had us like.
He had y'all fasting.
Yeah.
High school?
Yeah. He had that, man. We thought it was like weird at the time, and we got older. He was like, man, that was some really good stuff. So
he's putting y'all on game for real.
Man, he was putting us on game for real, man. He a legend for sure.
So out of King, where did you? You said you had to school in Indiana. Like, how was that?
So I went to Indiana Tech. It was a D2. It was in Fort Wayne, Indiana. So I went there, and it's crazy because my senior year we actually went to the tournament, like the D2 tournament, kind of like how March Madness is D1. So we ended up going there. We won 10 games in a row. Our last 10 games to get to the tournament, went to the tournament, and then we ended up losing to like the third team in the nation. We lost by like 3 points. It was crazy. I was, like, crying, like, oh, my God, my college career over with. That's why when I talk to the kids, I'm like, man, don't take this for granted, man. Like, you only got, you know, you're going to be in high school 4 years, college 4 or 5 years, and then it's over, you on to the next thing. So make sure you don't take it for granted at all.
During that stint, like, going, like, your senior year, was you certain that you was going pro, or it was, like, something that it was, like, kind of a fear in the back of your mind, like, this could be it for my.
It was weird back then. It was, you know, it was a long time ago. So it was like we didn't have all the social media. We didn't have all the resources that everybody have today.
Right.
So it was like I didn't know nothing about overseas. Like I literally didn't know nothing. I didn't know nobody that played over there at the time. So all I know is my assistant coach came to me. Like the last game, I was just crying. We went out to eat. I couldn't even eat. It was crazy. Like, do you want to play overseas? And I'm like, yes. So he was like, he was trying to tell me, like, what I got to do, get a resume, get, you know what I'm saying, get film and all of this stuff. And I'm like, I didn't know nothing. I ain't had no guidance or anything. So, you know, luckily, fortunately, I was able to, you know, I was just sending DVDs at the time to overseas. I was mailing them joints over there, like, to overseas trying to get on. Ended up getting, getting on at Montenegro. That was my first gig. I had to pay for my own flight to go over there. Mm-hmm. I ain't even had that much bread at the time, so I had to, you know, get like an $800 flight, just go over there one way too. So I just had to just ball out. So that's how it all started.
Literally had to bet on yourself.
Bet on myself, man. Tell people all the time, bet on yourself.
Damn, that's crazy. So even just like you saying that, like you had to mail out DVDs. You know, it's so much easier.
Yeah,
not like
that's crazy.
Send them an email. Yeah. We can put the clips together. Man. But do you feel like during that time that also, like for your generation, that instilled a different work ethic in y'all that you see that's different from the kids now? Like you said, that sometimes we can take those things for granted. Yeah. Because that's a lot.
Right, it's like what I tell players is kind of like this analogy. Like I try to tell them, like, imagine that you don't have this talent. Like, you know, somebody might be, like, super athletic. Like, imagine you don't have that athleticism, what you would have to do. And you look at people that's not athletic, and you see they more crafty, they got higher IQ, they figure out different ways. So it was like that. It's like I had to do that at that time. So now, you know, the kids, they fortunate. They don't have to do that type of stuff. But, yeah, I think so. I think it's, you know, it's just because it was forced upon us that we had to do it. So, I mean, you got to do what you got to do. If you don't have to, you know, send out the DVDs and all of that, you can just do it easier now with the kids, then, you know, it's just easier for them now. So it's harder to kind of, like, instill that work ethic in, like, kids now because mm-hmm. they don't know how blessed they are right now. Like, just keeping
facts.
It a book.
Facts. We see it every day.
The process of going overseas, though, like, we have a lot of, you feel me, like, a lot of little bros that's, you know, everybody, like, want to go pro, but going overseas is, like, so-called, like, just a cool thing. But, like, can you really touch on that and tell, like, you just said you did it, you was 10 years. Can you really touch on, like, one, like, the real-life process, how hard it was? Because, like, you was kind of with me, like, going on my journey a little bit, like, when I came back from London, like, you was about to help me before, you know what I'm saying, we started this. But, like, just knowing how hard it is and, like, what did you really have to do? Like, you know, what is a basketball resume? Like, nobody, like, you say a resume, like, that is a job resume, but they we don't really get, like, this is a job. You know what I mean? Right. So you need a resume, you need film, you need a lot. So, like, can you just touch on, like, the process of that and telling them, like, not how hard it is, but just real life?
It's hard. It's definitely hard. So you have to, like, the resume is just basically, like, you know, you outlining, like, they want to know, like, college, like, year by year. So your freshman year, they want to know all your stats, all your accolades. You know, you got to do that freshman, sophomore, junior to senior year. You got to outline that. If you played overseas – or anywhere that you play, you want to put where you played at, you want to put all your stats, and you want to have video. The video is, like, the most important thing. Like, if you don't have no good film, then it's, like, it's going to be, like, very, very difficult for you to get overseas because they want to see exactly what you want to do, and they want to see you against good competition, too. So when I was starting out, I was emailing. Like, I was going on Eurobasket. Everybody who know overseas, you know what Eurobasket is, so I was on there, me and my boy, we was trying to get overseas, and we was just, like, emailing a ton of coaches. I was sending out DVDs, like I said, and it was just a grind to get over there. A lot of the coaches, they were just like, you look like an interesting player. Like, they just kept telling me that, like, you look like an interesting player. But I'm like, give me a chance, you know, like, let me get over there. So finally getting over there, it's like a lot of people just don't make it over there because it's a whole nother world. Like, just like with the traveling, like, you can't even do, like, one step and go, like, a rip through. Like, you can't do that over there. There's different rules over there. So my first year was tough because I had to make an adjustment to how I was playing. So I had, like, a whole bunch of turnovers just off doing, like, one step. Like, it's just different. So luckily for me, I'm, like, a great adjuster. Like, I can make adjustments, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever it is. The food tasted, like the milk tasted so bad. It tastes like spoiled milk when I first tried it, literally.
Yeah,
like
your body, everything is like damn near spoiled to,
like,
you.
Yeah, like, it was
there.
Just so different. I'm just like, oh, my God. Then the language, like, bothered me because they speaking another language, and you just sitting there looking stupid like, I don't know what they talking about. But it's just a whole nother, it's just very different from here. So that's why, like, it might be, like, guys that play D1 college and Duke or wherever, they go over there, they might not make it. Because you got to adjust to it. Some people get homesick and they can't deal with it. Some of the teams told me that I can't even shower at the crib. Like, I got to shower in the locker room with all the guys. Like,
what? That's
Yeah. That's facts. Like, they told me, like, you gotta, it was like, you know, you gotta be with the team. It's all about the team over there. It's not like no individual. So you gotta,
I guess,
like,
I mean, like you said, a different world. You gotta adapt to different cultures. Gotta do all that.
Too much team for me.
that's a definition. That's
LA
a different,
coach, you know.
That's a different definition of team right there.
Yeah, but it's just like they just want you to just, you know, be cool with the team, and you know, they don't want it to be like you standing out, you know, from them, because they get jealous and stuff like that. So
did you have to sit? Did you have to wait? Or you came right out?
I came right out, but it was weird though. It's just weird over there. So I came out.
No, I'm saying like out of college. Did you have to wait, or did you have a deal right out of college?
Oh no, yeah, I went actually. Actually, after college, I played in the ABA for one season in Detroit. It was Detroit Hoops. So they had just started that year. I tried out. I made a team. And then I averaged, like, I was the second leading scorer in the ABA. I averaged 35.
Damn.
And then I made, like, the All-Star team and all of that. And then from there, that's how I got overseas, because they seen my film, and I was, you know, I was dropping a lot of numbers. So that's how I got overseas for real.
So you had to go through like another route to even get there. Like you had to go through another league. That's what I'm saying. Like a lot of kids be thinking. I thought as soon as coming out, I'm like, oh yeah, I might just hire me an agent and call it a day. But even like, you know, sometimes even hiring an agent could slow you down sometimes. But
just to touch on that, like it's crazy because an agent is like, you can't even just get an agent easy. Like it's
you got to recruit. You got to recruit them. You got to trial for an agent, damn near. No,
you
for real.
Got to trial for an agent. It's crazy. It's different, man. For real.
No, you do have to trial for agents.
That overseas tenure, like, what was the spot you landed at? Was like, okay, I feel comfortable here, even though you're in a whole another country.
I would have to say Germany, man. Germany is like my second home. Like Germany, it's funny because I loved overseas so much that I was over there for, like, you know, most guys, they play the season, they come back in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
I was staying over there. Like, I wasn't even coming back. It was a point in time where I stayed over there for, like, 3 years without even coming back. Damn. And I sold my house. I had a 4-bedroom house. I sold my house. A lot of people don't even know this. I don't think I ever said it to, like, only a few people know, but I sold my house and I got an apartment. Like, I bought an apartment over there because I loved it so much over there. It was just, like, it was just totally different, and it was just, like, much better. So I enjoyed it over there. But Germany is, like, my second home. I go, like, every year, go visit. I got tons of friends and you know.
That's what's up.
Love Germany, man. For
what was one of the things about it that, like, stood out to you, though? Like,
I think what stood out the most to me about Germany was the country was just so, like, it was ran very well. Like, it wasn't that many homeless people there. Transportation system was just like very good. You didn't even need a car because, you know, you can take the bus, they got the little tram that you can take, trains. You know, it was clean, you know, they had money. They was Germans was very strict, you know, they was on time. If they say it's at this time, they're gonna be there at this time. So it was like the government system, how everything was ran. It was just like very organized, and that's how I am as a person too.
Gonna put a little ad in there.
Well, during that spot, let's shout out to our sponsors right quick.
We as well shout everybody else. So let me go ahead. We shout out There's Only Us, Clubs House. Go get your Clubs House. Shout out to Money Intangibles. Also, you know, and we are smelling very, very nice because thanks to our Lucky Oils. We want to shout out, you know, if you want to get some pictures, go hit up UAV. You want to interview or anything like that, hit up Underscore Films. who am I missing? And if you need life insurance, you're looking at your guy. yes. So continue.
Beep. That's where the beep come in. All right, we back in action, man. So I say this all the time, and I know y'all probably feel this way too, but going from high school to college, like, it was a big culture shock for me coming from the city, but it definitely helped me realize that being from Detroit, you can survive anywhere.
It helps. No. That's
110%. I don't care where you put us at in the world.
No, five.
We going to be all right.
I feel that, Lee.
That's a fact.
So, like, I know that definitely played a huge role. Like, you said, how many countries did you play in?
I played in 9 different countries.
9 different countries.
Damn.
That's
a journey.
For real.
It's crazy that you said that. You just made me think about when I was in Italy. We played on the road in Italy, and we was playing against, like, a rival. And after that, we won. So, like, you know how it's like, you know, the game is over with and it's like a few seconds left. They started throwing like batteries on the court. Damn. Like they was throwing batteries at us. It was like apples. It was crazy. So after the game, we go to the locker room after the game, and like the police came in there in our locker room. So I'm like, you know, we shower, I'm like, what's going on? And they like, y'all got to wait in here. So we literally was in our locker room for like 30 minutes. We all dressed ready to go. We had to wait because they was like talking about they was about to bomb it and stuff.
Oh, that's real.
And yeah, damn.
It was crazy because one of our coaches pulled out a bat. I'm like, where you get that? Like, you brought that? Like, you planned that? Like, where did that come from? It was crazy. So I'm just sitting there so calm. I'm just like, I'm used to hearing gunshots every night. Like, yeah. You know, it wasn't nothing to me. I was just like, whatever.
It was pretty cool in the UK. I ain't gonna lie. UK nice. It was pretty cool. That we was about to blow. First of all, to throw a battery at the for them to not watch TV at home to hurt you is pretty. You know what I'm saying? To throw a we're trying to go corporate. I gotta watch my language. It's pretty screwed up. You know what I mean? To throw a battery at you.
I went to go stand where the other team was. I was standing over there. They ain't gonna hit me. The ref gonna tell me like, go over there. I'm like, why would I do that?
I would have took my jersey off, dapped up, nigga. Like, you good, bro? Good game.
Right.
I'm with them.
Get me out of here, man.
Is that probably your crazy experience over there, man? One of your crazy experiences, like to really like get a bomb threat.
Yeah, that was probably number one. That was crazy. I didn't have anything that was close to that. That was definitely like the worst, probably one.
Sure. I said, if you got something crazier than that, I don't know.
Yeah.
So you was over there ten years. Who was someone like, you run into any like names, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, was somebody?
I know I played against James White. I think I played against him one time. And I think I played against, like, guys that was, like, borderline. Like, I played against one guy that was drafted by the Lakers, but he was, like, second round.
Okay.
It was, like, a tier, a joke or something like that. I played against Robert Vaden. Some people know about him. But it wasn't, like, no big. I don't think I played against, like, no big-time names like that, though.
Kids don't be knowing how cold those dudes really be, though.
That's what I'm saying.
How hard it like, is. Yeah.
Second round, like, you know, I bet he was probably one of the coldest dudes you've ever seen.
Them the type of dudes making M's over there, going crazy. Like, they was putting in work for sure.
Speaking of M's, making M's, what was your first contract, man? That was
my
your first
contract.
Because they think it ain't
gonna be what people thought. You know what's crazy? I don't think I ever told. I think I might have told one person this. I signed a contract where it was Serbian language. So I didn't even know what it was. So I signed. They was like pressuring me, like trying to. They was like, they know I'm a good player. They was trying to give me.
Let me hurry up. You going to somebody else.
I was like, I can't even read this. Like, y'all want me to sign it? But I was so like desperate. Like, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to play so bad. Mm-hmm. So I signed a contract. And I was just like, my heart was just like beating so fast because I was like, I don't know what I just signed. So I was cool with this club owner because I stayed in the hotel and the club was like right next door. So I was cool with this club owner who spoke English. And I just ran straight to him and I was like, tell me what this say. And he said, y'all ain't gonna believe it. He said like, it wasn't even money. It was like jewels or something. Like they're gonna give you like 300 euros worth of jewels every month or something like that. It was crazy. But I ended up getting it reconstructed to, I was making like it was like 1,000 euros a month, and that was probably like at the time like $1,500 a month.
That's a decent deal.
It was decent for the first year.
For the first year. Niggas coming out making out 200.
Right.
So, yeah, actually, how you said, have to pay to play, pay their flight,
yeah,
and
you
coach the team. Coach the junior team. That's how you get your money, or you be a teacher.
Right, yeah.
I don't know that.
Yeah, so. We talked about the overseas. We digged into, you know, some of the past stories a little bit. You know, what you got going right now? You know, like you said, you heavy on the basketball scene. You know, just give us a little insight of what's going on.
Yeah, so like I said, when I came back, I was mentoring the youth, and then I got into real estate because a lot of guys that play basketball, they was realtors, so I took a look at that. So I got into real estate. And then, you know, last year I started really getting heavy into basketball, going to all the high school games, and you know, I started my nonprofit organization. So right now I did actually last year I did a couple events. I did a couple like 3-point contests and 1-on-1 matchups. So this year we doing a big event. It's gonna be, it's called Michigan High School All-Star Day. So it's gonna be like a 3-point contest. It's gonna be a skills challenge, NBA style dunk contest. We doing like a mini 1-on-1 tournament and an All-Star game. So it's gonna be a big event. We got some of the top kids in Michigan that's gonna be a part of it. Keyshawn Fisher, he gonna be part of it. We got Chaz Lulis, he gonna be a part of it. So then we got juniors too. We got Leroy, you know, we got Lance Stone, we got a lot of guys that's gonna be at the event. So it's gonna be dope. I'm definitely looking forward to it.
No, that's what's up. And I just want to, you know, tip hats off to you for that too, because we need people putting the spotlight on our kids, right, in the city, because they don't really know how talented they is.
Right.
Like, it's a lot of slept on talent. So yeah, an event like this gonna help shed that light, and at the same time too, it's genius.
Yeah, no, it was. We wish we had something like this.
Nah, man, almost 10 years ago, I seen. I'm like, damn, where was this? was in high smart. School. Like, nah, that's genius for sure.
And it gives something, like, give the kids not something to look forward to, but it gives something to tell when they got older. Like, I played in them high school All-Star game, or, you know what I'm saying? That's a badge of honor to be an All-Star. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's crazy because, like, I thought of the idea, like a few years ago. Like, I had thought of it. Not a few years ago. Like, 2 years ago, I had thought about it. And then I was just, like, I didn't know of anything that was going on, like, what I was envisioned doing. I was just like, man, I think this would be a fire idea and something to do for the city. I was like, I think this is crazy. So now to be 2 weeks away, it's March 30th, we're going to be at Groves High School. To be 2 weeks away from it, you know, all the love that I'm getting, I got parents hitting me up, kids, you know, they want to get in the dunk contest. I got sponsors reaching out, vendors, like coaches, you know, they want to volunteer and help. And it's just been amazing, man. So I just can't wait. And all the kids excited about it, like you said. Like, they ready for it. And it's a lot of them that's, like, kind of, like, underlooked. You know what I'm saying? So they got something to prove. They're going to come out. They about to try to get buckets. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're trying to. And then I talked to some college coaches, too. So college coaches, like, they going to come down and take a look. And then they going to tune in.
And that's big. He even got some college coaches. You know what I mean?
Some guys that's not even signed yet. So they might have an opportunity. You know what I'm saying? So. Like you said, like, I wish we had something like this when I was playing, because I would have definitely tried to, you know, be in a 3-point contest, skills challenge, you know what I'm saying? And you never know what can happen. So, you know, I'm just excited and can't wait for it to happen.
So, like, what sparked that? Like, you just one day you just chilling, you was like, man, I just want to do this. Like, what sparked that?
It's crazy, man, because I consider myself, like, one of the most creative people you'll ever meet. Like, even my gifts that I give people is creative, is different, you know what I'm saying? So, for me, I'm just always thinking about stuff. I'm a critical thinker, so it literally just popped in my head. I was just like, I wasn't even doing nothing. Like, it wasn't like something sparked it, like I was watching the 3-point contest, you know what I'm saying? It was just like, it just popped in my head, and I got, like, if you see my phone, I got notes. I got tons of ideas and stuff. Like, I got so much stuff. So it just literally popped in my head, and I was just like, oh my God. I was like, this would be crazy. I'm like, I ain't telling nobody about this. So it just came out of nowhere. Just, you know, just keep it real.
No, facts. I'm literally the same way though. Notes full of, but no, it's a beautiful feeling. Like you said, you planted that seed 2 years ago, and now you see it's coming to fruition. Like, even that, you know, the feeling behind that, that's something I want the kids to take away from this too, is that, you know, just because you might think of something today, it ain't going to happen overnight. Like, he telling y'all this 2 years later now.
Sometimes you got to plan things, like, more than a year in advance. And when I thought about it, I think it was, like, 22. I think it was, like, January or February of 2022. And honestly, I was so mad when I thought about it, because I'm like, I can't do it this year. Like, I got to wait, you know what I'm saying? And it was so many good players at that time. So I was like, dang, I was like, I can't even do it. I just had to sit on the idea in my head for all that time. But I needed the time, because it's like, it's so much with this planning. I got to get equipment, you know, venue insurance. I mean, it's basketball, sponsor. It's just so much that goes into it. So I needed every,
you know, so never every took you about a year to put it on.
It took a long time, man, just to plan everything out, you know. And I learned a lot, you know, doing these events and stuff. So it's worth it, though.
So you say you're in real estate though. Yeah. So how long you been doing that?
I've been doing real estate for like almost like 4 years now. I'm actually one of the top realtors. I'm in the top 15% in Michigan. Yeah. I am one of the top realtors, so I can assist people, you know, first-time home buyers, investors, if they want to buy a house or buy a commercial building, or if they want to sell anything. You know, I can help them with that. And one thing I do, I'm like all about the community. Like that's how I am. Like I'm all, like my clothing, you know, I support like, you know, black-owned businesses. Like my shoe, I don't even buy Nikes and none of that stuff no more. I just support my people stuff. So what I do with real estate is if somebody knows somebody that want to buy anything real estate related, I give them a $500 referral fee. So you might know somebody like, oh yeah, my cousin, he looking to buy a house. You know, you refer him to me. We close on the deal. I got $500 for you. Ain't no nothing to talk about. So I would rather put that in your pocket in the community than pay like a multi-million dollar company that's gonna provide me leads to clients. I'd rather give it. If we all help each other out, then we all coming together with the community, and that's all I'm about.
So you hear that? So if you're looking to buy a house, or you need anybody need to buy a house or any type of insurance, man, hey, my boy AJ is AJ Gifted Baller, right?
On AJ Gifted Baller on
Gifted IG. Baller on Instagram. Yeah. Damn, that's dope. Man, you said you're top 15% in Michigan.
Yeah.
And you feel me? And a black man, you know, so you obviously know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever, like everything that I'm passionate about, like real estate, getting overseas, like starting a nonprofit, doing events, I'm like very successful at it because I don't play around, you know what I'm saying? Like when I'm showing the house, I'm there 5-10 minutes early before my client. Like I'm organized, I'm doing everything the right way. So when I'm passionate about something, I lock in tunnel vision and I'm gonna be successful at it. So
it's like, what's one thing that what makes you so successful? What makes everything work for AJ?
I think it's just like my mind. Like my mind is just, I'm not trying to like, you know, be arrogant or something like that, but my mind just works different. I think it's a combination of like my grandma, how she raised me, you know, my granny raised me, and then just like being overseas is like just the way my mind works. You know, I'm a critical thinker. You know, I analyze, I break down stuff, you know, so just the way my mind works. Like when I got into real estate, like I bought like another phone before I even got my license. I'm like, every time this phone rang, I wanted to know it's real estate related. I was waking up 6 a.m, I'm studying, I'm taking notes, I'm learning everything that I need to know. So I'm just, you know, just a passion and just like, you know, just being a critical thinker and that helps out to be successful at whatever you do.
I'm sitting here soaking up game right now. That's what I'm like, no, I gotta take that in for sure.
Wore a lot of different hats though, 10 years overseas. So what did you study in school then?
I studied business management.
Okay.
I studied business management. So, you know, I always wanted to own my own business, and that's kind of what I'm doing real estate. Like it's my own business. It's not like I'm under a broker, but it's my I can work whenever I want to work. I can show a house whenever I want to. I'm 1099. I'm not W-2, mm-hmm. Not a 9-to-5. So I'm basically owning my own business, and then I want to keep. My end goal is to open up. We were talking about it prior to. Mm-hmm. I want to open up like a big recreational center, like for kids and the youth. Mm-hmm. So you got swimming in there. You got sports. We got every board game you can think of. You come in there. If you want to do tutoring, you do tutoring. You need help with your homework. You can learn another language, you know what I'm saying? I want to have this big facility for the kids and for the youth, so that's like the end goal. So these events and stuff that I'm doing now, it's like a stepping stone to reach that point.
That's dope. No, we definitely going to be at the event March 30th, covering that, getting some of that, man. That is, and we're doing a lot of big things. And you got anything else, you know what I'm saying, you want to share? They just got to stay tuned for them.
They got to stay. I got, y'all think this idea, like once y'all see this event, y'all gonna just be like, man, it's amazing. I got like celebrities that's, you know, interested and, you know, kind of want to be a part of it. It's a lot of big people behind it. So once y'all see this, y'all gonna be like, man, this was amazing. But I got other ideas that's like crazy too, just as good or as, you know, if not better. But that's pretty much it with me, man. Real estate and, you know, events and nonprofit and stuff like that. That's pretty much what I do.
I just got a quick question on that too. I said I do my homework. I study for sure, but I want you to get some, you know, just some game on this too. Like, what made you even take the route of having a nonprofit versus doing the LLC versus, you know, monetizing off of what you're doing?
Right, right. So I have an LLC. I do have one. I think everybody should get an LLC. But I also, what made me do the nonprofit was I just kept hearing about it. And I didn't know nothing about nonprofit. I didn't even know what it was. I'm like, nonprofit don't even sound right to me. Like, I want to make bread, you know what I'm saying?
Got his perks.
But once I, like, did, like you said, I did my homework on it, I'm like, it has a lot of benefits because you can get a lot of grants. Mm-hmm. If you're doing things for the community, more people more likely to, you know, want to help you with that. So it has a lot of advantages versus the LLC, and I still have that too. So it's like, you know, I got both of them. Helps out a lot. And one thing I do, I want to shout out one of my sponsors, man, DTLR. They, you know, they made a major contribution to this event that I got coming up. We're gonna do giveaways with them, and they seen the mission and the vision that I got for the community, and they, that's what they all about. So big shout out to them. Y'all gonna be hearing our ad on the radio. They sponsored that, so big shout out to them for sure.
Yeah, got a lot going on, man. And then we seen it, got the shout out on the news. I seen that on the news page, Metro Detroit News. Got a shout out. So if y'all not doing nothing March 30th, is there link tickets? Like how that's working?
I would say, man, get your tickets now because a lot of people starting to buy them early. I thought, you know, more people was just going to be coming to the door or whatever. But just get your tickets now because they starting to come in. So if you go to my IG at AJ Get the Baller, you'll see my link to my website. You can just go on there and buy tickets. You know, the tickets are $15 for admission. That's going to be going right back into the community, into my nonprofit, so that I can do further events and programs for the youth. So get your tickets now, pop out. It's going to be crazy for sure.
Don't wait last minute. Be standing at the door mad. He just let you all know, get the tickets early.
Yeah.
Go ahead, grab them tickets.
No, we appreciate you, man. Again, came down. This is a different, because this is like the first time we had a real estate agent, like, you know, on here. But like to get a game, 10 years, she was like our longest standing pro that we didn't had on here. You know what I'm saying? That's real game. So, yeah, no, we appreciate your story, man. We appreciate what you got going on for the community and stuff, too.
So, I appreciate y'all, man.
This was Back to the Basics. Shout out Up the Score Film Podcast too, though, you know, but but shout out to the gang. And like we said, shout out to our sponsors, man. Shout out to Lucky's Oil. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Go get you some Clubhouse, get you your money and tangibles.
Yes, sir. I'm gonna have to be a sponsor, man.
Yeah, and get your life insurance.
I'm gonna have to sponsor, man. I rock with them. I'm gonna have to tap in, man. I think I'm the only person that be looking for sponsors and still sponsoring everybody else. I'm just so into the community and just all of us coming together, man. So I'm gonna have to rock with y'all, man.
For sure.
No, most definitely.
Yeah, we appreciate you for, you know, coming on the show. And like we said, just to give your flowers again, man, it's good. You know, especially just, you know, us personally, we didn't have that luxury of seeing guys that's older than us doing the things that you're doing. So
facts, no,
just
facts,
to be doing
facts.
Everything that you're doing right now, that's definitely inspiration for us to keep going, you know, like later down the line. So,
and you come from our, like, you come from our lineage, the hoop lineage, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, just show like you more than the hooper, you know, shout out Brian. You more than the hooper. Yeah, so no, it's your boy Jufa too.
It's your boy Look.
It's AJ, man, Mr. Automatic Jumper, tap in with me.
No, wait, before we go, why they call you automatic? Like, that shit, just that, like, automatic jumper, you feel me? Like,
it's like, that's my name. It's like AJ, like my name Anthony Jones, so everybody started calling me AJ. But when I was younger, literally, this is a true story, like I was kind of like Klay Thompson, like real talk, like I was like Klay Thompson. I couldn't really dribble, like, off, you know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't do all of that when I was younger, but I literally never missed. So they called me like, man, you automatic jumper. Like, you don't never, like, literally, that was my name, too. Like,
that's hard, though.
So I took it and ran with it, and now that's my logo. So, automatic jumper, man.
That's it. You damn near got to see you in a 3-point.
That's what I'm saying. You got
no pressure, though. But if you want to get out there, you know.
Hey, it's crazy because I do 3-point contests, and I didn't want to get in my own 3-point because I don't want to win, and then everybody's going to be mad. But I might have to the next time, man. We're going to see.
Yeah, they're going
to
say it's rigged.
All right. Man, like, nah, man, yeah, that's a wrap. This is episode something, you know.
We'll figure it out. I think we like on 89, but you know, this is a great episode, man. It's a wrap.